the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. I am always glad in these times to meet people who are Christians, who have a love for Jesus Christ, people trying as the Magi to follow the guiding star of Christ in their lives, who strive to be good citizens, faithful spouses, and good parents, as good and faithful Christians as they know, with the gospel they've been given, as they understand it. They may not see the need to be Orthodox, and that is a challenge to try and help people to see that need, that they need Christ and also need His church, this communion, this fullness of the truth, which is God-given. But they love Christ with the light they have. And if to any degree one learns about Christ, studies Christ in the pages of the Gospels, it is hard not to love Him. It is hard not to love Him. The fact that people do not love Him could only be credited to Satan. He is so readily lovable. And that sounds trite to say it that way, but to speak of Christ's lovability, but His goodness, His godliness shines through on the pages of Scripture, even as He is an entirely formidable person in His dealings with men. The Russian writer Dostoevsky spoke about how hard it is in literature to create and depict goodness, a good character, a good human being. In his Brothers Karamazov, there are four brothers, three of which are afflicted with the various and typical human passions and attitudes and personality traits. The fourth brother is the humble monk Alyosha. Dostoevsky said it was his hardest challenge in writing to try to demonstrate and bring out the goodness in Alyosha, that his goodness would shine forth, but as a real human being, not a cartoon. It was not so hard to draw the other flawed characters and the evil they harbor. And we see this today in movies and TV shows, that modern writers give us villains dripping with nastiness, passions dark and evil to excess. And all the heroes are flawed too, passion-riddled and often bent on justice through revenge. In the Gospels, the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ shines through. And you can't say it was because of the technical expertise as writers of the evangelists, though we credit them all the same. And billions of people have been drawn to Him, attracted to Him, to Jesus through the centuries, even as He promises a cross for those who follow. Still they take up their cross and they follow. Many, many millions even unto death. The love of Christ compels us. As St. John notes in his epistle, we love Him because He first loved us. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. As one priest said, if God, the uncreated, has stepped into His creation, all bets are off in dealing with this event. This event then should be the absolute occupation of every human. God becoming flesh changes everything. Brothers and sisters, Christ did not arrive on earth as a majestic king, but as a defenseless child. He was not born as a prince in a palace, but as the son of a humble mother in a cave fit only for lowly animals. The womb of Mary became a palace for a king, as we sing in the church's hymns. And since we proved unable to meet God on his level, all these names of the Old Testament who were faithful to God, but still did not see the promised fulfillment that we have been blessed with. Since we were unable to meet God on his level, God in his love for all men lowered himself to our level, came down to us. As the elder Thaddeus writes, we know that the Lord became man and we know him as a man. He came that near to us. He came close to us, not only in spirit, but also in the flesh. For we are his kin. Since this is so, we must strive to get close to him in our heart. When we think about a certain person often, we begin to love that person. Do you understand? It is impossible to love a person if we do not pay any attention to him for a long time and do not think about him. The elder continues, let us think about the Lord in the same way all the time. We know that all strength comes from him. Why should we ever ask anybody else to help us? Who is more mighty than he? We must seek him in our hearts, for that is where he is. He is never far away. He is the center of life and its moving force. When we seek the Lord, our heart begins to burn. The heart is warmed. And if our thoughts are concentrated in one point, and the concentration point is powerful, then the flame of the heart grows stronger and stronger, and we do everything from the heart. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel. This is the good news, that God is with us, which we loudly proclaim once again on Christmas Eve and whenever Christ is mentioned. He is our God, the God who became man, full and completely God, with the same divinity as God the Father, and fully and completely human, from his Holy Mother, whom we call Theotokos, Bogorodica, the birth giver of God, the Mother of God, in the flesh. The elder Ephraim writes, the Word became flesh. What grandeur these words hide. God became man. He descended from the heavens. The bodiless God, the infinite, incomprehensible Spirit came and dwelt within human nature in order to save it. He became a slave to deliver us from slavery. He became man so that we might become gods by grace. Ye are gods, and all of you are sons of Most High. Psalm 81. We have become a special people, a holy nation, a priesthood of God, through the advent of the divine child. The divine Word who lives, reigns, and governs all of creation, the only begotten Word of God, the boundless sweetness of God's existence, the glory in him of the martyrs, the endurance of the holy monks, the sole bridegroom of pure souls. And as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, but of God. Quoting John, first chapter. Those who will be saved are not born of the will of the flesh and desire, but of God, and they will reign beside him. Brothers and sisters, as we anticipate the bright glory of the holy day of the Lord's birth, may we receive this encouragement of St. Paul from the Epistle to Ephesians, where he says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ.